save you 15%.
Seven after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program for January the 3rd. We've gone beyond the 1st and the 2nd, so we already are established, if you will, in the trenches of the new year. Have you made your resolution stick yet? You make them, but do you make them stick? Jennifer, Richie, I think Clay had some New Year's resolutions. I have a couple. I don't really pay much attention to them because I find most of the time they aren't worth much, because nobody sticks to them anyway. Most of them have to do with food and eating and exercise.
Health,
and,
yep.
Yeah,
how smoking. Are you doing?
Right, you know. Yeah, all of that stuff. Stuff that makes good sense when you get right down to it. All right, I have a question.
I have an answer.
Do you?
I don't know. Let's see.
A single 12-ounce can of soda pop has how many teaspoons of sugar in it? Some
I think actual sugar,
some high fructose corn syrup.
Can I answer, or is this for somebody else?
Yeah, it's a like a question mark. It's a posting. Yeah, you can answer, but we'll give people a little time to chew on it, and I'll look to you and Phil to give us the answer. Phil Lemper, the supermarket guru, here with us on Good Day. It's 9 past the hour, so the answer, 800-510-8255 in a moment. A single 12-ounce can of soda pop has how many teaspoons of sugar, whether in the real form of sugar or high fructose corn syrup, it still amounts to the same. You will be astonished, amazed, blown away. If you don't know what the answer is, you will you'll never, if you have any consciousness at all, ever.
I'm guessing the hint is it's a lot.
Another can of soda pop. What is soda pop? What do we consider to be soda pop? Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, Orange Fanta.
Yeah, some
people
don't consider Sprite soda, but I do. I think anything fizzy that's got flavor to it.
I'll bet that Phil has a better sounder a definition, if you will, of what soda pop is. We call it, some places call it tonic. Some people call it soda. Some people call it, what else?
Pop.
Pop, yeah, right.
The Midwestern one. You want a pop?
Yeah, you want a pop. Soda pop, soda pop, soda, soda, soda pop. 10 past the hour on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Don't you people knock?
Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
How clean is your tap water? Well, according to recent news reports, the water right out of your tap may contain levels of prescription drugs, recycled sewage, and other chemicals that are just bad for you. Some get filtered out, some don't. Now, from Aquasana, there's a new way to get great tasting and guaranteed healthy drinking and bathing water for your entire house for less than $800 with a whole house water filter system. When you shower and bathe in clean water, you'll notice softer skin and hair in 1 week, guaranteed. Learn how you can have clean, healthy water for your entire house for less than $800 or 12 easy equal payments. Call today and save $200. 800-608-1780. 800-608-1780. 800-608-1780. Or visit showerfilter.com.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol. And I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
800-510-8255. I don't know whether Phil is in absentia. Normally he's fairly easy to find. We'll see if we can find him. Meanwhile, the question about a 12-ounce can of soda pop and how many teaspoons of sugar it has in it. There are a number, and as I said, we tie this to sort of our New Year's resolutions. I think Phil told us in the last couple, 3 weeks, how much Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola and Diet Colas are sold to the tune of like $108 billion a year in grocery stores. It's that big a business. So you know that they're going to put, there's all kinds of money. You know what a bottle, what is it, what's the average size, a liter bottle?
Bottle, that's...
Yeah, they usually do the 2 liter.
When you buy the stuff, Jennifer, you don't buy any of this stuff, do you?
No, if I drink it now, it's diet, and I have tried to cut way back on it.
Yeah. What about you, Richie? Do you buy it and bring it home? You're going to be around your children?
No. My kids don't drink soda. And I'll drink, I was doing Diet Coke here for a while, mm-hmm. and then for actually a year or more. And then tried to get off of that and did tea for a while, then back on the Diet Coke. And Diet Coke is actually more evil than the regular Coke. Stuff that it's got in it, the things that it does to your body and makes mm-hmm. you crave.
Yeah.
You do not lose weight from diet sodas at all.
No.
Because it makes your body up in the circle.
So where's the FDA on this? Why isn't the FDA or the USDA or whoever it is that's in charge this week of your health, because you're not in charge, apparently. The government is in charge. Why aren't they all over?
Well, the big controversy is the soda machines at schools. There's a bunch of high schools mm-hmm. that have rallied to get them out.
I think they've taken a lot of those out, haven't they?
Yeah, most of them.
Yeah,
I think
those things are long gone. There are new rules and regulations that the government has put into effect to, in essence, what you're just talking about, the change to make school lunches healthier. That was Mrs. Obama's thing that was passed last month, right? Fix the School Lunch Program Act or whatever the heck it was called. But wouldn't you think there'd be enough people who'd be concerned enough about this in their families when you learn that the average 12-ounce can of soda pop has 13 teaspoons of sugar in it?
Wow.
I was going to guess 11.
So that's on average a teaspoon of sugar for every ounce of soda pop. That's the main ingredient is sugar. Do you know what sugar does to your gut? Do you know what it does? The arteries and the veins, how it breaks down cells. The cellular structure of your body is compromised by having all this stuff. So the average American today drinks 55 gallons of soda pop a year.
Wow.
The average American drinks 55 gallons. A 55-gallon drum. That's what I get.
So that's 11 of those 5-gallon bottled things that you put on your water tank that people are drinking every year. 11 of those.
Yeah, 5 gallons apiece, exactly.
Wow.
But it's not just, the sodas are bad, but the other day my mother-in-law brought home a gallon of that Sunny D.
What's that?
Oh, yeah.
Sunny, thinking it's just orange juice.
It's like orange juice substitute.
I told my wife, I'm like, no. This is, apple juice we do. Regular orange juice we do. But this Sunny D stuff, and I'm like, turned it back. I'm like, what's the number one? It's corn syrup is the number one.
High fructose corn syrup.
I had a glass of it. I poured a glass of it to see what it, because I've never had it.
Mm-hmm.
I swear, I thought my teeth were going to fall out. It's so
sweet.
Syrupy, sugary, it's sweet. Good. It's unbelievable.
Now, that coupled with the information, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who will be along with us in about a half hour here with his daily dose of important medical information, told us over the weekend that orange juice in its purest form, that is, you squeeze an orange and, hello, you actually have a glass of orange juice.
Right.
That's what orange juice is.
Right.
Is squeezed oranges. And even the stuff that comes from concentrate, whatever, what does that mean? When you take a, let's just say you squeeze an orange and put it into a glass. What happens is that they can dry that out like powdered milk. There's a process that they use to dry, to take all the moisture, every bit, every drop of moisture out of that product. And then, it's easier to handle, easier to ship, easier to use. But with the juices go the value. The juices have the goodness in them. You don't capture or recapture them because you reconstitute it. When you take the juice out of, it's the same old story about cooking vegetables, for example. You put broccoli into hot water, cook it, and then put it on a plate, and you throw the juice away. Well, if you look at the juice, all the juice is green. It is the color of the broccoli, and the goodness that's in the broccoli has been cooked out and in the broth. So what you really ought to do is throw the broccoli away and drink the juice. And the same is true with the oranges. So when you have orange juice from concentrate, what they've done is put powdered orange pieces into a vat, and they throw water into it, and then they add the flavoring, the syrup, the sugar, whatever it is, to make it sweet to the taste. Orange juice, if you have really, I have some great oranges that Maria sent me for Christmas, and cutting them up and having them, they're delicious, and they have a wonderful flavor. So why is it we can't capture that? The reason we don't capture it is because these big companies find it easier to deal with the product moving it around by taking the water out of it, putting it in carton, in crates or whatever it is, and shipping it someplace, and then putting water back to it. And it's not, it's garbage, junk, horrible. All right, here we have Elise, who's in Watsonville, California.
Elsie, I'm sorry.
Is that Elsie? Hi, Elsie. Happy New Year.
Thank you very much. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
That's wonderful.
What's in 7-Up?
I have a can right here because I don't drink it. I share it to my neighbor next door when I fix him food. And but it has lactose,
mm-hmm.
And it also has oh my gosh, it
if
has.
You can't say it can't be good.
What?
I said if you can't pronounce the ingredients, it's not good, right?
Well, it has a sugar. But it's about 35 grams, and but it has lactose. I don't even know what that is, actually.
Lactose is what is in milk that constitutes. Yeah, if you are lactose intolerant, that means you can't deal with the fat in the milk. And the fat,
okay.
I don't know that there's fat content in 7-Up. Maybe there's some other, maybe you're seeing fructose and need a new pair of glasses, Elsie. That could be what it is. I'm guessing that, I don't know. I've never looked at the ingredients in a can of 7-Up because I can't remember the last time I had a can of 7-Up. But there are all of these.
Well, this is corn syrup. Has corn syrup in it.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. So there's the 13 teaspoons of sugar that we were talking about in any ordinary can of soda pop. That applies to 7-Up as well. So don't drink it. All right.
Probably. I think so, yeah.
All right, Elsie.
But I'll tell you one thing. I see a lot of these kids with cans of soda pop walking down the street.
All the time.
Oh, there's a crazy little shack beyond the tracks. And everybody calls it the Sugar Shack.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Use as directed.
Many of you have heard this last week, the great Dr. Conrad Murray arguing over how Michael Jackson died. The trial continues. Prosecutors in the case against the doctor say the defense plans to argue that he killed himself.
Of course.
He stuck all those needles.
Don't drug users kill themselves anyway? I mean,
well, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. Yeah. Is it credible? Is it work? Does that argument stick?
Hey, he did kill himself. He's the one who told the doctor to inject him with the drugs.
Yeah.
He wasn't, like, tied down.
Yeah, I mean, he hired the guy who was paying him to inject him with drugs.
But it was now, the expectation that it was going to be to the extent that what, in essence, happened was there was an overdose. He got too much.
Right.
Well, it doesn't matter that Michael Jackson killed himself. You were the guy that was giving him the drugs that he didn't need.
That's, I mean, to me,
well,
this
where's
whole,
the responsibility? Yeah, that's
right,
a good question.
I mean,
the thing is that Conrad,
irrelevant.
He obviously violated the doctor's code of ethics, and that's what he should be in trouble for.
First, murder, do no harm. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But murder, come on. I mean,
right.
Morally, he should have walked away and said, I can't give you all this. It's bad. But murder,
well,
Michael,
I've always wondered, did you, manslaughter sounds, is that supposed to be
that's more like
softer?
Accidental. Yeah.
Well, there's first-degree murder, which is premeditated. There's second-degree murder, which is you kill him on, you know, without thinking, you just do it as a
passion
response to some passionate experience, right? So manslaughter is like when you run somebody over with a car,
right?
That kind of stuff. Felony, there's a felony murder in some states too, I think, isn't there? Is there a felony manslaughter?
I know with manslaughter you can be out of prison in a couple of years.
Right, and then there's involuntary manslaughter,
which is what? I didn't mean to kill you.
Yeah, I didn't mean to kill you.
Well, that's this case, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess in a manner of speaking it is. It's just, all right, so let's see here. Over the New Year's weekend, you'll be happy to know that a number of folks were invited to party. You know, there, for example, Donald Trump invited Rachel Yucatel to come to his New Year's Eve party down at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And he apparently paid her to show up.
Why?
And I don't have this. What? You tell me. I don't know. I mean, is that any different than all the people that are paying to have the Jersey Shore people show up? Snooki gets 17.5. Let's see.
Why does Donald Trump? Why does Donald Trump need that?
Bruce Jenner gets $15,000 for showing up at a party.
How sad that Snooki gets more than this great Olympic athlete.
Dean Cain.
Ooh, I like him.
Superman.
He got $5,000 for showing up at a party.
Yeah.
I bet your son knows him because he plays basketball.
Ludacris got $100,000 for playing 45 minutes at some New Year's Eve party.
Hmm.
Why?
I wish somebody would pay us to go somewhere, don't you, Doug?
Pay you to go away?
I know. Here's $100. Hit the road.
I'm about that. I actually got paid to go away from my friends at the lunch table in seventh grade.
Well, they bought your food and sent you away?
It still haunts me to this day.
Really? Yeah. That may
well, they told me they'd give me all of my lunch money if I'd leave.
Really? Hmm. Chris Rock, over the Christmas holiday, saved a pregnant woman at a New Jersey shopping mall. I'm trying to imagine Chris Rock walking around a mall.
Yeah! Does he talk like that?
He was shopping at the Garden State Plaza. A woman's water broke as she was going up the escalator.
How did he save her?
Apparently, he kept her. He took her over to some area away from the crowd and made some jokes. And they were waiting for the ambulance to arrive. And so apparently she was there by herself, and he just kept her company until the ambulance arrived. That was kind of nice.
That's very cool.
Yeah. What would be a good line for Chris Rock to use on a woman who just broke her water?
Don't get me all wet.
Yeah.
New suit.
That probably works. 28 and change after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Okay, we all can't finance our own private collections of art and artifacts, but the good news is there are some important figures who've made their private collections accessible to the public. J.P. Morgan collected so many items that part of the collection had to be housed in London, and he still had to construct a separate building in New York to hold the rest of it. That building is now the J.P. Morgan Library and Museum, showcasing an enormous collection of art, music, and literature. Military buffs should head to the Military Vehicle Technology Foundation, set up by Jacques Littlefield, to oversee his collection of more than 220 vehicles. Today, the J.M. Davis Arms and Historical Museum in Claremore, Oklahoma, features more than 11,000 firearms from his own collection. Or head to handbag designer Judith Lieber's Long Island Museum. These bags are so famous they're on display in museums like the Smithsonian and the Met. And no, you can't buy any of them. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely. Be smart. Get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances. You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitation.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you.
again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Our Doug Steffens Good Day program. I suppose this is the inaugural program. I hope they get better.
They can only go up from here, Doug.
Right. Only moving up. 34 after the hour, 26 for the new hour. Hey! Hey! Look
good
at
morning.
Here. Good morning. Good morning. The year 2010 was a year that, if nothing else, got us to understand what WikiLeaks is. And I wonder now, as we go into the new year, if there are still people who think that WikiLeaks, I bet there are a lot of people who think WikiLeaks is bad, and that what we learned was either not necessary or harmful or whatever it is. But I actually looked over a review, an 8-page review on WikiLeaks, and what was basically the essence of the information that came out of the WikiLeaks enlightenment. I call it enlightenment. And there are a lot of things. For example, Vladimir Putin is basic. The email went back and forth about Robin and Batman, and that Putin is Batman and the president of Russia is Robin. There was actually an email back and forth in the diplomatic community.
Huh.
And this irked the Russians. Iranian President Ahmadinejad is crazy and once slapped by a Revolutionary Guard chief for being crazy. So somebody stood up to him in the army. Muammar Gaddafi has a hankering for his voluptuous blonde Ukrainian nurse. And President Sarkozy does not take criticism well. Those are among the highlights of WikiLeaks. How does that affect the world's future? I'm kind of interested to know that Muammar Gaddafi is interested in his blonde Ukrainian nurse.
Some hotties.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, all of this stuff, the hoopla that's made, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld and his top commanders repeatedly knowingly lied to the American public about rising sectarian violence in Iraq starting in 2006. These are staff memos that became public. Don't you think we ought to know that? Isn't it important that we know that sort of thing went on?
Yeah.
The Secretary of State's office encouraged diplomats at the UN to spy on their counterparts, including collecting data about the UN Secretary General, his team, and foreign diplomats. Credit card accounts were included. Why would you need to know what a diplomat's credit card status was? Why would that be important? The Obama administration, according to these WikiLeaks, worked with Republicans during the first few months in office to protect Bush administration officials facing criminal investigations for their involvement in establishing policies that consider torture. Isn't it important to know that Obama worked to cover up Bush administration misdeeds?
I think that one's interesting.
Right? That's change. Right? We're going to have a little change.
I find it interesting that Obama ran on a platform of transparency and then to go against WikiLeaks and wanting to persecute Assange.
Yeah, well, that's because he's now a member of the group.
Yeah, there's not a lot of transparency.
Yeah, once you become one of the gang, that's it. Transparency is out the window.
All of the stuff from Afghanistan, this is what they're having a hard time. The document dump from Afghanistan is pretty much 100% critical of President Hamid Karzai and what a jerk he is and how he has freed drug dealers. Our soldiers over there have captured drug dealers and put them in jail. Karzai lets them out.
Huh.
And he's basically a puppet in a sense. I guess there's some people who've said he was a puppet of us under the circumstances. Doesn't look like he's a puppet at all. And his half-brother, Ahmed Wali Karzai, has a 700-acre farm.
His half-brother's name is Wally?
Wally. W-A-L-I. Okay. Right? Ahmed Wali Karzai. He's a narcotics trafficker and has used the money to buy a 700-acre farm in western Pennsylvania around Bedford.
You should go visit him as a fellow farmer.
I was not far from there when I visited the station last year. Let's see, what other things have we uncovered here in this horrible trail of information that we ought not to know about? China was behind the online attack of Google, according to diplomatic cables. It was part of a coordinated campaign to sabotage Google carried out by government operatives working with private security experts trying to kill Google in China. And the United States government knew that, and there are memos to prove it. So,
isn't it Rugal there?
Rugal?
Move along. Ignore her.
Okay. Let's see here. North Korea is secretly helping military dictatorships around the world build nuclear and missile sites in jungles wherever they can hide them. How about that? Oh, here's a good one. The International Red Cross told diplomats in New Delhi that the Indian government condones torture and abused detainees in Kashmir. The Red Cross told the officials hundreds of detainees were subject to beatings, electrocutions, and acts of sexual humiliation. Hmm. Now, the Red Cross, the reason I bring it up is because the Red Cross now has become more and more involved in international intrigue to the point of espionage. This is espionage. You're giving your money to the Red Cross so that they can conduct espionage. Cool, huh? You were giving it, you thought, to help the folks down in New Orleans? You thought you were giving it to help the people in Haiti? No! Some of it goes there. But that's, by the way, how you found out that a lot of the Red Cross money isn't going to where it's supposed to. A lot of the WikiLeaks documents shows where the money is going. They've become like an international, they're international operatives. They're involved in intrigue all over the place. Maybe it's because they have access to all of this stuff. That's part of their deal. You know, when you're going in to help people, you get to know the people, the powers that be, and a lot of stuff doesn't get flushed away as easily. I find this very interesting stuff. I'm looking at all of the stuff about nuclear weapons, the Sean Finn, is that how you pronounce it? How do you pronounce the It was old Anyway, they're behind the scenes agreements with the prime minister when they were still of influence. That the, for example, the prime minister knew that these guys, he was a supporter of these guys and knew that they were robbing banks in the name of the IRA. The guy running the country knows the IRA is behind bank robberies and does nothing about it.
Wow.
So isn't that the, looking at the stuff going on in Africa. Clay, the reason I'm bringing this up is because I think that there are a lot of people who view WikiLeaks as some kind of high-tech organization, and I don't know that it's just, it's memos. It's just another kind of email anyway, isn't it? Documentation.
Yeah, well, it's just a, it's just basically people email them in documents, and they release it. It's very basically simple.
Yeah. All right, what's our social media headline of the day today, Clay?
A user on Reddit.com posted a message asking, why must I spend $90 a year on tax software when the IRS knows how much I owe? If I can calculate fines, if they can calculate fines, why can't they just send me a bill? So the question today, Doug, is why doesn't the IRS just send a bill for our taxes?
To all of us.
I don't know enough about taxes to know the pitfalls of that.
You know, that's a really curious question.
I don't trust them to figure out how much I owe in taxes.
Well, but isn't it,
it'd be neat to see, wouldn't it?
Yeah, they claim, well, if you have underpaid, according to them, they'll send you a bill and tell you what you owe. So why do we go through this hop? This is a game. It's called control and power. That's what the IRS is there for. IRS doesn't perform a function that has any value at all. We all know that without the IRS, if we had a really good tax system that was the sales tax, a flat number, 14-15% of whatever it is that is the cost of it. Let's say you buy something for a dollar, you pay 14 cents more. And that is what is used to fund the government. That's it. End of story. It's been done and tried more successfully in the last few years. You don't hear many countries talking about it because they aren't the bigger countries. The bigger countries, I suggest to you that the reason that we have the tax structure that we do is so that you can be controlled by the government. And governments who have this kind of regressive tax, the income taxes are regressive. They say the sales tax is regressive tax. Nonsense. What's really regressive is having somebody knock on your door, like Clay just suggested, and say, you owe us this much money based on what you earned. How do you know that? They don't really know. They may have an idea they're trying to get. You realize that the health care bill that was passed last year had a requirement in it that anybody who spends more than $600 for anything with anybody or any company would have to produce a 1099. So if you went to Sears and bought a refrigerator for $700, you'd have to give Sears a 1099, saying that you gave them.
Right.
This was to track where all the money is. And the everybody's so incensed about it, that's going to be the first thing this new Congress kills, is that 1099 requirement. But who would have thought that that, I mean, what kind of a mind engages in that thought pattern? Who, you know, that's what I want to know. And how did it get to the point where the people who passed the bill, they all say after the fact, oh, gee, I didn't know that was in there. Anybody you ask about that provision, oh, I didn't know it was in there.
That's because they have
it's always the response.
To know about it.
Unbelievable. Our poll today at thegooddayshow.com, how do you really feel about the beginning of the new year? A, I'm feeling great. I'm in total control of my future and things are looking up. B, I'm unsure. I thought last year was going to be a great year, but nothing amazing happened to me. C, I've got a bad feeling about the new year. 2012 can't come fast enough. All right, so as you go in and check out your email, you can tell us what you're thinking about the about this poll question. Yesterday's poll, the weekend poll, how are you ringing in the new year? 53% of you joined me and said, I'll be asleep. 33%, I'm staying home with family and friends. 9% went to a party, and 5% said, oh, is this the weekend for the new year? Uh-huh. And our audio of the day today, the video of the day, these young women climbing the border fence. There are two young women who, in one 18-second jump over the fence, undermine the entire border policy.
They simply climb. Get from the ground to the top of the fence in 18 seconds.
Now, these high school, how old are these kids?
No, they look like they're 27, young. 30 years old, something like that. Like
athletic
instructors, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, very athletic.
Very athletic. That would be interesting to watch then, Richie.
Yeah, I know. It's a nice video.
Okay, Richie.
It's a nice video.
It's a nice one.
I highly recommend it.
All right. Those are all the things going on at the website, gooddayshow.com. Talk to Ken Kronhaus here with his daily dose of important information from the world of medicine just a moment on Good Day.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Effa Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Live from Progressive,
it's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited. Not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
12 minutes before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time now for our daily visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus. We'll talk about red meat consumption and what that means to you after we spend a minute talking about the healthful benefits of probiotics. Ken, no stranger is this to our focus. Our friends at Digestive Advantage have a formula which will help with a wide variety of gastrointestinal ailments before they become a problem for you instead of treating the after effects. This is preventative medicine, Ken, at its best.
We haven't heard yet about the flu very much, but the CDC is reporting this morning that it's spreading. It's in five states now. And my favorite way to fight all these bugs that are around right now is to do the scientifically proven thing of taking these healthy bacteria. You won't get harmed by them. In fact, your defense system won't work well without them. You'll get added benefits because your digestive system will work better. My favorite way to get them is through sustenance because it survives the acidic environment of your stomach.
And the step up from the same company, from Sustenex, is Digestive Advantage. Digestive Advantage is a leader in consumer satisfaction, has a higher repeat purchase rate than any other brand of digestive product that's out there on the market. Digestive Advantage IBS, available at drugstores and supercenters everywhere, like CVS, Walgreens, Target. So why don't you try it today? It's very affordable. 30-day supply costs less than $10. You're looking for Digestive Advantage IBS to help break down complex carbohydrates and make sure your digestive tract works well, which is a great way to enhance your immune system. All right, so what's the story on red meat, Ken?
Doug, out of the most recent edition of the medical journal Stroke, the American Heart Association medical journal, women who eat a lot of red meat may be putting themselves at increased risk of stroke. Women who ate at least 3.6 ounces daily, they were 42% more likely to suffer a stroke due to blocked blood flow to the brain compared to women who ate less than an ounce of red meat daily.
Wow. Smoking and the risk for those who are pregnant.
Out of the medical journal Human Reproduction, those who smoked heavily early in pregnancy were more than twice as likely as non-smokers to suffer a miscarriage in the first trimester.
And if you're an alcohol drinker, if you want another drink, what does that lead to?
Archives of General Psychiatry, people with a family history of alcoholism, especially women, have an elevated risk of also becoming obese.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig for today's modern smoker.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
And to find a store near you.
Working for a living, I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
Working for a living, Huey Lewis in the news from the film Big. Remember that? Him dancing around, Tom Hanks dancing around on those piano keys. Remember that, Chucker?
Sure, glad to play the scene.
Yeah, Elizabeth Perkins, Robert Loggia in the film. Robert Loggia turns 80 today. One of our better character actors.
Somebody just do Splash?
Splash. He was in that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it was somebody else's birthday. I remember. I don't remember why we. It was number one at the box office or whatever the reason is that we.
Wow.
We dust these old babies off and come up with a connection to what's going on in the world today. Chuck Curry is here. He's the author of the blog Entertainment Today and Beyond. We have a movie which honors, and I put that in quotation marks, the star of the movie who turns 54 today. This may be moderate. This is like he's had two or three movies in this genre. Let's see if we can figure out what the name is for this particular movie as we present the first clue.
By standing order of His Majesty King George, all slaves of the American colonies who fight for the crown will be granted their freedom without victory.
We're not slaves. We work this land. Freedmen.
Well, then you're freedmen who will have the opportunity and the privilege of fighting in the king's army, aren't you?
800-510-8255, Food for Thought. First new movie, or not the new movie, but first movie that we bring into the focus here in the new year, see if you can figure what it is. And if you've never won in Movie Moments before, your chance to win a swell prize, 800-510-8255. Here's the second clue.
I want you two to start with the officers and work your way down.
Got it.
Can you tell the difference?
Yes, Father.
Yes, Father.
Good. Samuel, after your first shot, I want you to reload for your brother Nathan. What did I tell you fellas about shooting?
Aim small, miss small.
Aim
small.
Happy it's a new year.
Miss small. Yeah. All right, last clue, Richie.
Oh, sorry. Be quiet. I'll take care of you. You'll be all right.
I'm sorry about Thomas.
Oh, son, that wasn't your fault. That was mine. Hold on.
Isn't this the movie where the bad Englishman kills Mel Gibson's son in the movie?
Yes.
Yeah, lovely.
He's actually a very good villain. It's a good film. You know, I just want to, before I do box office total stuff, bit of news of interest, I think you'll be interested in it. 20th Century Fox has rejected the first finished script to the movie version of 24. A guy named Billy Ray, who wrote the screenplay to the Russell Crowe movie State of Play, a pretty decent film. This guy's not involved whatsoever with the TV series.
So why would they have him? Does that make any sense? Why would they have somebody not involved in the TV series? Right. What kind of stupidity is that?
I don't understand that myself, except that maybe writing a screenplay for a movie versus doing a TV show is a totally different animal. So that's the direction they went in. Now, for fans of the series, doesn't mean the project's gone in the turnaround, but that's not a good sign. It probably means the 24 movie is at least 2 years or more away, if it ever happens at all. So,
yeah. What genius would come up with the idea of putting somebody in charge of a script for a movie version of a very popular television show that never had anything to do with the television show? I mean, it doesn't add up.
I totally agree with you.
Hey. All right, Chucker, a weekend box office totals. What do we have?
No surprise. Little Fockers, $26.3 million, $103.1 in 2 weeks of release. Now, reviews are not kind, but this franchise is critic-proof. I say 50-50, there'll be a fourth. De Niro certainly will be glad to cash another paycheck. Number two, True Grit. This is a big surprise. These numbers are excellent. 24.5 over the weekend, $87 million in 2 weeks of release. That's way better, I think, than anyone could have expected. This is the highest-grossing Western since Unforgiven in 1993. Disney's Tron Legacy plays third, 18.3. $130 million in 3 weeks of release. Yogi Bear plays fourth, $13 million, $66 million in 3 weeks. Believe it or not, the budget on that one was $80 million, and the Chronicles of Narnia round up the top five, 10.5, 87.4 in 4 weeks of release. Two other bits of movie news or box office totals of interest. The Fighter performed fairly well, $10 million, $46 million in 4 weeks of release. Budget on that one, just $25 million to play seventh, and Black Swan placed ninth, 8.4, $47 million in 5 weeks.
Is that too controversial because of the lesbian scene in it? Is that the problem with that movie?
Well, it is. I mean, it's definitely an R-rated film. It's certainly not for children. I thought the movie was excellent. The budget on that one, just $13 million. So that one's very profitable.
All right, Eric is in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Eric, what do you think the name of that movie is?
It was The Patriot with Mel Gibson and Heath Ledger.
That is correct. Mel Gibson turns 54 today, so you got that. We'll give you a swell prize. I don't know what it is. Maybe we can send you an autographed picture of Mel Gibson with his wife. Oh, that's pretty cool. All right, hold on just a second. 59 past the hour on Good Day.